All right, so this conference is being recorded. This is Alan Hickman with Perfect Customers, and it's February 3rd, 2015. And this is our Strategic Attraction in Action call. And a number of you have joined to find out really how to put the what I call the number one strategy for creating lucrative, loyal, raving fans and attract more perfect customers to your business. And in just a minute, I'm going to ask each one of you to just say your name, a little bit about your business, and why are you here. But first, I wanted to sort of say that for myself and introduce myself and tell you a little about, you know, why I'm here and how I got here. It's interesting, this morning I was just thinking about it, and I was remembering that I guess it was about 10 years ago or so, a friend of mine, my name is Janet Atwood, called me this one morning and said, hey, let's go up to Iowa City. And we had a friend who was in the hospital there. We were going to go visit him. It was about an hour-long drive. And the whole way, she was on the phone with Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen and her ex-husband. And she was the director of marketing for Robert Allen, Mark Victor Hansen. They were creating a book called The 1 Minute Millionaire. And Janet, of course, she had shared with me this little spark of an idea that she had. It was called The Passion Test. And, you know, she's one of those overnight success stories. It only took 10 years. And she's now a New York Times bestseller, Passion Test. And she and her ex-husband have created a global community of passion test facilitators. But on this particular day, you know, she's just getting it all started. And to keep me busy, she hands me a copy of a book that Robert Allen had given her. And I looked at the book, and it was a galley copy of the book Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity. And I remember looking at that subtitle and thinking, wow, that there's something about that. So I thumbed through the book after about 20 minutes of reading through this book. I looked up at Janet. There's a little break in the action over on that side of the car. And I said, wow, this is what I've wanted to do all my life. And, you know, be careful what you sometimes in moments of what you say. So Janet says to me, oh, well, I'm going to a training next month down in Houston. Why don't you come with me and you can meet, you know, the author of the book? Which I did. And that's how I met my now wife, perfect mate, and business partner, Jan H. Stringer. And what I was remembering this morning is that when I came back from that training, Janet and I actually did a few Attracting Perfect Customers workshops in a small town in Iowa that we lived in. And it was very, very successful, very rewarding. And I remember sitting down. And I had been working for I was a director of sales and marketing for a telecommunications company at the time. And the company got, long story short, company got bought out. All the managers who'd made the company successful got fired. So I got a little tap on the shoulder from the universe, says, okay, now time to go do what you've always wanted to do all your life. And I remember coming home and sitting down and thinking, okay, you know, I could be a coach. I could be a life coach. A friend of mine had mentioned about that she was doing coaching, and I thought, wow, that sounds interesting. And I sat down with a calendar, and I marked out on the calendar how many coaching sessions for how much money, you know. I was thinking, well, if I got paid $100 for coaching. And I remember looking at that calendar and going, oh, I don't think I can do that. Well, fast forward, now I am the first, I guess you could say, first certified strategic attraction training facilitator. I'm the first SACAT, strategic attraction certification and training. There had to be a cat in there somewhere because Jan loves cats. And what's happened, again, overnight success. I now have a successful six-figure business where I get to exchange my truest gift and live my purpose in life. And I have a structure that allows me to exchange that for money. And it all came about as a result of that first training that I went and did with Jan 10 years ago, where she introduced the strategic attraction planning process to me, which I then introduced into the company that I worked for. Just to give you one little statistic, the head of the department, I used this process, shared it with our 32 salespeople in that particular office. Result was we outperformed 52 countries in the world. We decreased our cost per closed lead from $400 to $2. People couldn't believe it. Of course, that was a contribution to why the company got bought and I got fired, which led me to be here. And so the reason that I share that particular story with you all is because if you're looking to build your business, expand your, if you're a coach, an author, a speaker, you're looking to expand your business so that you can fund the lifestyle of your dreams, the strategic attraction planning process, and the possibility of becoming certified to share that process with your perfect customers, I feel is the perfect channel to support you in doing that. I, of course, would have a very selfish reason for that, is because if you were to choose to become in the certification training program, then I get to play with amazing people like all of you and give my gift and live my number one passion and my purpose. So with that, that's me, and I know I took a long time to sort of say where I've been and how I got here. Well, I'd like to hear from you all just your name, where you're calling from, a little bit about your business, and then why are you here? And I specifically ask this is, you know, this is perfect customers. There's no right answer. And what I want you each to notice, because the training begins now. Because if you use coaching in your business, coaching is the ability to have intelligent questions to ask, which, interestingly enough, the strategic attraction planning process provides you with five extremely intelligent questions. And then the other part of coaching, to be a successful coach, is be able to listen to what the answers are. And one of my secrets to success is that I take really good notes so that I can speak back to people what I heard them say. And that's where the magic happens, everybody, because it's all already inside of you. And so a successful coach asks intelligent questions, listens, and listens to the answers. So with that, no further ado, who'd like to... You know, just tell us you're here. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, a little about your business, and why are you here?
Natasha will go.
Hi, Natasha. Thanks.
Hello. No problem. again, my name is Natasha, and I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I have a health and wellness company, and just recently I've been doing a little MLM marketing coaching. So I'm really excited about how this is starting out, starting out for me. the reason why I'm here today on the call is because, in all honesty, I'm ready to use the natural skills that I've been blessed with and to actually learn how to attract my perfect audience. I want to see how many people I'm able to, how many people I'm able to help for 2015. So I'm ready to get started.
Yeah, perfect. Ready to use the natural skills that I am blessed with. Listen up, everybody. Natasha just gave you the entire program in a nutshell, okay? Because that's what this does. That's just so great. All right, so you are in the right place, Natasha. I can't wait to get started.
Awesome.
And what's the MLM company that you're working with?
It's with Isagenics.
Isagenics, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, I have some good friends who have been very successful with Isagenics. Great company, been around a long time.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. So, you know, let me know any way that I can support you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to do so. So who's next? Name, where are you calling from, a little bit about your business, and why are you here?
struggling next. This is Ron, also from Dallas. And I'm just now getting started with my business. So, you know, I look at this thing as layers. First of all, I'm in the internet marketing niche. And so I'm looking at, you know, all the things I have to learn, all the things I have to build in order to make the business profitable. You know, you need to start with, and from my perspective, I'm pursuing this from an email marketing platform. So, you know, what are the things I have to learn? And what are the things I have to excel at, you know, in the competitive space? You know, right now, so I have my the funnel set up and the website and the sales page and all those things. And now I'm seeking to concentrate on the copywriting part that is the next thing I have to learn. So that kind of ties in with what I think that this call is speaking about, which is attracting customers and the ability to attracting clients, the ability to create an attraction through copywriting, through an email relationship. That's kind of what I was hoping that this call might leverage toward.
Yeah, well, you just said the magic word. Showing my age, Groucho Marx, when you said the magic word, a little bird would come down or whatever and give you $100 or something. You said the magic word, Ron, relationship. That's it. That's what this is about. Our definition of marketing is building relationship. And so internet marketing, and you said email marketing platform, et cetera. The truth is you can't send an email to somebody and have them open it until you've built relationship.
Kanya.
Yeah. It's so you are in the right place. This is a powerful tool that you're going to be able to use to learn how to, yeah, all your copywriting, et cetera, and how to build relationship with people so that your emails are opened and read and responded to, and people just become loyal, raving fans of Ron. So I'm excited.
Awesome.
To, yeah. So who else? Who's next?
Hi, Sandra Jones.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And did you want to just say where you're calling from, a little bit about your business, and why are you here?
Okay, yay. Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
And I met you and Jan at a recent seminar, Success for Energy, or Energy for Success, and I got your business card, and I thought, this is what I have been thinking about a year that I wanted to bring together to complete what I'm already working on. And I, for 10 years, have been a coach pretty well worldwide, and I've been effective, but I want to broaden it. I've worked with Kanken water machines, and it's been a joy, actually, to train people how to sell and use their own referrals. Now I want to learn, with all my success, how to use my some of my customers to get more referrals and more prospects, and maybe move into a coaching role of beyond, you know, the and still keep the Kangen machine sales, but, you know, go beyond that, because some people have other talents or other things they're selling. So that's a little bit about me.
That's great, Sandra. You know, I have a Kangen water machine in my kitchen. I can't drink anything else. I can't drink water out of the tap anymore.
Me neither. If I go on a trip, I'm practically, I am dehydrated sometimes by the time I get back, because I can't stand the taste of other
water.
It's
amazing, absolutely amazing. Well, that's really great. So we'll swap success stories around that at the perfect time. So great. I am really, really glad that you're here. Who else?
Thank you.
I'll go.
Hi,
back.
Alan.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
This is Lynn Sanders of at Winnetka, Illinois.
and my company is Park Avenue Marketing, also known as Difference Makers Media, where we help business leaders tell, create, and share their stories to help them attract perfect customers and expand their exposure. And I wanted to say that I'm here just to even learn more from you, Alan. I've been studying with Alan and Jan over this year, and I've been learning so much, and especially the fact that, you know, we're all here together because there's a higher reason, and there's energy in our words and energy just around us. So I find that the more I learn from Alan and Jan, the more I want to learn, and I want to be able to build my impact as I help different
makers. Yeah, that's so great. Thank you, Lynn. And you are one of our perfect customers. I mean, just hearing your voice this morning on this call, you know, and I listen to you laugh. You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
don't you? We've come a long way, baby, haven't we?
That's true. You know, I wanted to say one thing for everyone listening. You know, when Alan once said to me, you have everything you need right inside of you, it really hit me because I've always thought that the answers are outside of us. And I think that's a really profound statement for everyone.
Yeah, we turned that around, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. My heart just soars to hear you say that because I know that it's true. And
yes,
what Lynn is saying to each and every one of you is true for you. So, and I'm here to support, you know, just the fact that you're on this call, I'm here to support you in any way that I can. I, of course, for selfish reasons, would love to have each of you in the next SACAT program, and be happy to talk about that more in detail. But thank you, Lynn. So who's next? Name, where are you calling from?
Alan?
Yeah.
This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
I'm Carrie Bell. I'm in Fairfield, Iowa. And I've also done the SACAT, so I'm here to both support Alan and to continue learning in the process. And I am developing a company called Well Health Coaching and moving into coaching and basically being an expert in getting clear on your top passions and connecting your passions to your purpose.
That's great.
And I'm in with that.
Yeah, welcome, and thank you. I appreciate your support. And what was the name of the coaching?
It's Well Health, W Health, capital H, capital W, capital H. It's combining the words wealth and health. And in the past, my wife and I have done a number of network marketing companies, some related to wealth and some related to health.
So you just
and
put the
so
two
I,
of them together, and we've got
so
Well Health.
Yeah, so I came up with that
as an acronym. That's great. Thanks, Carrie. Who's next? We'll just take a couple more people, and then we're going
to... Hi, everybody. Daryl Combs here. I'm calling from the dark, snowy Alps of Austria, and I'm here because I have a holistic healing practice, a natural therapies practice, and I've been leading seminars for intuition development and healing for about 16 years now, and doing this mostly in Europe and New Zealand right now, and want to get bigger with this, with the healing modality that I've created and am creating. I want to change my business model from this hand-to-mouth type business model to creating webinars and DVD products and reach a larger audience. And I'm particularly interested in joint venture work.
Perfect. Well, you and I have to talk because I am an expert in that, okay? I have become an expert in the last 2 years, and I'll be happy to share all of that with you. Joint venturing is, in fact, probably the fastest way to build your list and your business. And that's great. Intuition development. I love it. Do you know who Sonia Choquette is, by any chance?
I do know the name. I've never met her before.
Okay. Well, I had the great good fortune. I love what you're doing because that kind of work is one of the things that supported me in getting started. because I was Sonia Chokesh. She lives in Chicago. I happen to live in a small town in Iowa, and I got to meet her and have. She charges now $800 for a 30-minute reading. It's worth every penny. But back then, when I first got it, she said some things to me that I didn't really understand. But boy, I certainly do today. They've come true and come to fruition. So, and it was at Daryl.
Daryl, that's correct.
Great. So Daryl, we'll have to connect after the call sometime. Thank you. So who else? One or two more people. Well, you know, your name, where are you calling from, and why are you here?
Oh, hi, Marguerite. Welcome.
Hi. So we have Marguerite in the background. Anybody else just like to say hello to everybody before we dive into the attraction planning process? All right. Well, let's see. You know, generally when I would lead workshops, attracting perfect customer workshops, I would have people learn a distinction. This distinction, what Lynn brought out, is that the answers really are all inside of us, and the key strategy is to stop looking outside of us for the answers and start looking inside. And one of the ways to start exercising that core muscle of learning how to read and manage my own inner vibration is by noticing the simple things, just the little tiny things. And I would ask people to take out an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper and fold it in half. And then I would ask, okay, so how many people folded their paper fat like a hamburger, and how many folded it long like a hot dog? And then I would ask, well, why did you do that? And that's a practice of noticing that the reason that you do even simple things is because it's that's what's perfect for me. It was perfect for me to fold it this way. And so this is where we start exercising, like I say, this core muscle of noticing what's perfect for me, and that leads us to being able to make decisions that are based on what's important to me. And the power of this simple principle is absolutely amazing. You have to trust me on this. So let's just get started by playing with step number one of the strategic attraction planning process. And again, I mentioned the certification training that we have. It was a class starting in it's already February, starting the 18th of this month, where we actually share this process, go in depth for your own personal experience, but then you learn how to share it with others. So you learn how to do what I'm doing with you right now. And so I want you to listen from those two places. One, I want you to get value for yourself. And two, I want you to think about, what would it be like if I actually was certified to be able to do this with my perfect customers? So notice what shows up on this class, because each of you has attracted everyone on this class for a reason. And so your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to listen from that place. Listen from that place that everything that's going on here is here to support me in fulfilling on whatever challenges or whatever I have in front of me. So I'm going to ask for volunteers to play with me on each step of the process. Because and then each person can listen to the person who's on the heart seat and get a benefit for themselves. Because what you're going to notice is we all have the same questions. We all have similar ways of processing information. And so you'll learn by listening for whoever's working with me for each particular step. So who would like to play with step number one?
What does it mean?
Don't make me call on you.
Hey, I'll take it. I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, good. And is this?
Sandra Jones.
Sandra. Great. Perfect. See? All right. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go through the five steps of the strategic attraction planning process, which are describe the qualities and characteristics of attributes of your perfect customer, identify what makes you and your perfect customer tick, specify what you want your perfect customer to expect of you, declare who you have to be to attract what you say you want, and step number five, what are the attractive actions I need to take to manifest all of it? So, Sandra, and everybody
yeah.
play along with Sandra, okay? If you've got a sheet of paper out, just take lots of notes. So what's your coaching? You've been coaching for 10 years, and you want to broaden it, okay? And you have a Kangen water business. So the first step that we do is we distinguish what's the type of relationship that you would want to attract. So, for example, with Sandra, she could say, well, I'd like to attract my perfect Kangen water distributor. Or I want to attract my perfect coaching client. So you see there's two, maybe a couple of different distinctions of a type of customer or type of relationship you'd like to attract. So for the purposes of this class, Sandra, why don't you pick one? What would you most want to attract right now?
The coaching, yes.
Coaching. So what would you call it? Coaching customer, coaching client?
Coaching people to realize that they can do what they want to do. Because most people, it's in there, like y'all have been discussing, but it's unleashed yet.
So would you call that a life coaching client?
It could be, yes.
Okay, does that work?
Empowerment, I sometimes call it that.
You sometimes call it? What do you sometimes call it?
Empowerment. Power, get your power.
Okay, so how about your empowerment coaching client?
Yes.
Great, so for the purpose of this call, right now, we're going to describe the qualities and characteristics and attributes of Sandra's perfect empowerment coaching client. Does that work for you, Sandra?
It does.
Yeah. Okay. So, everybody, did you hear the lilt in Sandra's voice? That's what we want to look for. Yeah. Now she's kind of like, oh, wow. You mean like... that could actually be true. Step number one is one of the they're all extremely, each step goes deeper than the first, and most self-development programs only go with step number one. Okay, so we're going to notice, I want everybody to notice how much deeper even we get than in step number two. But you see what just happened with Sandra? She just got lit up at the possibility that, you mean I get to say I could actually attract my perfect empowerment coaching clients? I love it. I love the tone of your voice. So, Sandra, give me some qualities. What would that look like? What would a perfect empowerment coaching client look like for Sandra?
Be willing to learn new things. Be available to have time for it. And then to put this into action, what I am coaching, and actually, you know, do it, and not just want to hear, but have the action to go with what I'm telling them. So that's perfect to me.
So how would you say that? I call that being coachable. Anybody else know what Sandra's saying? Have a sort of a wordsmithing? What would describe a perfect person who would actually put into action, you know, the information that I'm sharing with them? Any ideas? Somebody laughing in the background.
Teachable.
Say that again.
Teachable.
Coachable.
And available. If they have the other two, but they're not available, you know, they say, then you really don't have a perfect customer.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. All right, so everybody, this is how we play with step number one. So notice how Sandra just came up with a list of qualities, characteristics, and attributes. All right? Now, what the next step is to look at this list and kind of flesh it out. Like, what would that really look like for me? So, Sandra, why don't you pick one of these that you've been willing to learn new things, they have time for it, teachable and coachable, willing to put what I, you know, what I'm coaching into practice, and then available.
Mm-hmm. Or pick one of them.
Yeah, let's pick available. Okay?
Excuse me?
Let's pick available.
Okay.
This is how we expand step number one. So what does available look like?
It's available when you make an appointment that you're going to show up either by phone or in person and consider this serious enough that you keep your appointment is what I consider available.
Great. Anybody else see any other distinctions of availability that might be valuable? Especially if you're coaching?
Available within the hours that were preset.
Ooh, yeah. There you go. Preset hours.
How about integrity, keeping their word?
Yeah, keeping their word. So that's showing up, keeping appointments, integrity. So you see how this is starting to really flesh out? Because what does integrity look like? How about available emotionally?
Yes, that's important.
Yeah. Available intellectually, emotionally, spiritually, the physically part, you know, they actually show up, yeah. But there's different underlying aspects of availability. And I like what Lynn shared, is integrity.
And along with integrity is committed.
Committed? That's a good one, because then you get to distinguish what that looks like for you.
Right.
Does everybody see
One of the biggest problems that I've had in 25 years, I've been coaching actually before the 10 years, but in something else, is people want to hear it from me, but the biggest problem is they don't move forward. So I would want, in being available, that they're willing take steps to move forward.
That's great. Now, hold on to that thought, because we're going to get back to that in step number three, everybody. They don't move forward. And so the opposite of that would be what? Someone who proactively applies? So who was that?
Just being able to let go of the past and the former barriers and restrictions.
Yeah. So that's definitely, okay, so the opposite of not moving forward would be able to let go of the past or whatever it is. I get what you're saying there. And was that Daryl?
Yes, it was.
Okay. So do you get what step number one is? So, Sandra, do you see what would it be like if you were able to fill your coaching practice with people who had these qualities, people who are willing to take on and move forward? Does that excite you?
It's very exciting because I have experienced it, but I want it on a larger scale. If they have all these qualities, then you just get down to the task of, not a task, but the fun of coaching, and the interaction is both ways, and the action is both ways, and it's a perfect customer and a perfect coach, so to say.
Yeah, so there's another quality. Interaction is both ways, is fulfilling and empowering both ways. That's certainly something that I've recognized. I totally get moved and inspired and empowered from connecting with amazing people like you all on these calls. And so it's a mutual empowerment, and that lights me up. So that's definitely on my attraction plan. So can everybody see how this, again, is taking it just a little deeper to recognizing that, oh, you know what? The answers really are inside of me. I'm the one, you know, that has to fill the room from inside of me. So if you're a speaker, or if you do speaking to, you know, to sell your program,
you use
this process to fill the room with these people. Because guess what, everybody? What's the truth? Anybody? I mean, this is perfect customers. It's like there's no right answer, but this is kind of like a who's in Grant's tomb. If Sandra just began to create a list of the qualities and characteristics of her perfect empowerment coaching clients, okay, and let's say she goes to do a speaking engagement to sell her coaching program, who's going to fill the room?
I hope with lively people that are there that they've been seeking something and this is it, and they're ready to take action and get involved.
So you see, you just begun your strategic attraction plan for attracting your perfect audience for that speaking engagement. That's the answer. Who fills the room? You may think, we all think that, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could join the Chamber of Commerce and then they set up a time for me to speak to their membership and they're going to fill the room. And all I have to do is show up and speak and I get lots of customers. Well, guess what? That's all true, but it has to come from within me. This is what the subtitle of the book, Attracting Perfect Customers, The Power of Strategic Synchronicity, is all about. Sandra has just begun to really figure out how to fill the room with these are the people in the room. And it's a two-way expression because the truth is these people are already in the room. If Sandra shows up to a speaking engagement, these people are in the room. And her doing an attraction plan, how do I say it, just sort of energetically lights them up so that when she speaks, it's almost like she'll be able to see an orange dot on their forehead of the people who are there, who are willing to learn new things, who are lively and seeking, what was it said, seeking... can't read my own handwriting. That's one of the problems. If you're taking notes, you got to be able to read your own handwriting. They're available. They're emotionally available. They show up on time. They're coachable. You notice as you're speaking and they're responding to what you have to say. The whole room is lit up. This is how it starts. It starts right here today, everybody, with your attraction plan. All right, so Sandra, how was your experience just with this little taste of step number one?
What was the question again?
So what did you get out of this, out of playing with step one, number one, in just this very superficial way?
Well, I feel like step one in this way would, it would be a map to getting me started with these right perfect customers.
Yeah.
a guide point of
yes.
what I'm looking for.
That's so perfect, because what would it be like without a map? You got
yes.
it. Oh, that's great. That is definitely one thing you want. You're going to climb a mountain, something you'd like to have is a map and a guide and a few other things along the way. All right, Sandra, thank you for playing with step number one. And,
thank you.
Yeah,
enjoyed
so who would like to risk going even a little deeper and playing with step number two, which is identify what makes me and my perfect customer tick? Maybe I should ask first, did anybody else like to share something that you saw for yourself out of playing with step number one with Sandra? Is that somebody trying to say something? Did anybody notice a room full of, or did you even notice for Sandra that she could be standing in front of a room full of perfect customers? Anybody have that kind of flash across your screen of consciousness? An awareness?
Yes, I could see that.
Yeah.
This is Lynn.
Lynn.
Yeah, it seemed like Sandra had a tone in her voice that seemed more open and happier as she was thinking about the qualities and characteristics of her perfect customer.
Yeah, good noticing, Lynn. And so what did you get out of that for yourself? What's the borrowed benefit?
Are you speaking to me?
Mm-hmm. For Lynn, what is Lynn?
If it applies to Sandra, it could also apply to me.
Yeah. Anybody else have that possibility show up for you? Like, wow, I could actually really expand my business. I mean, geez, Sandra on a larger scale, what could happen there? Maybe that could happen for me, and I could have a business that would fund the lifestyle of my dreams. That, of course, would require that you had dreams and things that you want to do that you're not doing right now.
So, Alan, this is Carrie.
Yes, Carrie.
For me, the part of the reason why I'm on the call is because in my taking notes and finding things that I'm going to plagiarize and steal some of the things that you do to be using in my own calls.
That's how it's done, Carrie. That's exactly how you do it. Borrow benefits.
Yep.
So who else? Somebody like to just step into the heart seat and just gently identify what makes you tick?
Hi, Alan. This is Ron again. So I think that when you're able to narrow down the client, the type of individual that you're able to connect to, it helps both of you. It helps the person on the coaching side. It helps that person because you're able to provide your experience, provide your services, provide your contribution, And on the other hand, the person is being coached. If that person isn't identified, then the person can't be helped. So if the person won't be helped, can't be helped, is not available to be helped, then you're helping that person by clarifying that distinction.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly, Ron. That's exactly right. It is perfect. And you'll see the wisdom that you are surfacing when we get to step number three, because step number three is intimately connected with step number one. And so how would you like to provide the bridge, since you stepped up and spoke up here? Would you like to just kind of play with getting what makes you tick?
So we're discussing step number two now, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And okay, great. Thank you. So this is how it's done, everybody. It's this simple. So, Ron, what do you think makes you tick? I think he's got it, everybody.
That's a good question.
Yeah, and so then the next thing I would say is, what gets you out of bed in the morning?
Well, you know.
What lights you up? What are you doing, you know, when you're
one
just...
Part pain, one part pleasure, I guess, you know, equal things getting me out of it. So I don't know, that's a huge question. To approach that question summarily at the broadest levels, I think the thing that that motivates me is, you know, I have these internal goals that I want to be the type of person that I want to be. And in order to become that person, I've got to create solutions for a lot of other people. So I think learning how to move from my goals and to leverage my goals and to create solutions for other people at a larger and larger scale, I think that's what and then of course, you know, and that's obviously it's because of the power of the internet and all the incredible tools that are available, that reality is a way more achievable now than it was 10, 20, even 40 years ago. It used to be, I tell people, it used to be that in order to be a feudal lord, to be a person of, back in the old days, you had to be a feudal lord. If you wanted to control peasants, then you had to kill a lot of people.
Right.
So
now what we have to do is kill a lot of old beliefs inside of ourselves.
Yes, so now we can, in order to be a person of influence, it's not necessary to kill a lot of people. Yeah, it may break down to, yes, killing a lot of your internal self-limiting beliefs.
That's it. That's the age that we're in now. So I think you actually came out with the first step or the first expression of what makes Ron tick. Did anybody hear it? Anybody take notes while Ron was speaking? This is the secret sauce, everybody. So here's the words that I heard come out of your mouth as you were saying, and this is how it happens. People just start talking the way Ron did, and the truth comes out of their mouth. You just have to be able to listen carefully enough to be able to hear the words. And so I heard the words, creating solutions for others. Now, for Ron, he went on to explain what that was about, the internet marketing, you know, and that, you know, when I can create solutions for others, they're willing to. Just, what do people really want? Solutions to their problems, right? That's what they're willing to pay for. That's why they'll pay $199 for a Ryobi, you know, 5-speed drill. Not because they want the drill, but because they need to put a hole in the back of their audio system so that all the wires can go out the back and not be, you know, seen from the front of the audio system they have just put in their living room. They want the hole, everybody. And so, Ron, is that what makes you tick? Creating solutions for others?
Yes, that would be very good.
It really is, isn't it? Now, so let's try it out. And again, this is how it works. So Ron now has got sort of the first expression of what I call his tick statement. And so, Ron, how do you feel about that? Say, John, why don't you introduce yourself to everybody here? Say, hi, I'm Ron, and what makes me tick is creating solutions for others.
Yes, that would be a good introduction.
Yes, I'd just like you to say it to everybody here.
Oh, okay. Hi, I'm Ron, and what makes me tick is that I like to create solutions for other people.
Yeah, okay, and I take the I like out and just creating solutions for others.
So, hi, my name is Ron, and I create solutions, and what makes me tick is that I create solutions for other people.
Is creating solutions for others.
Yes.
So this is not something that you put on a billboard on the Jersey Turnpike. You might, if you want, if it really sings to you, you might put it on your business card, you know, if you've got kind of, wow, that really does say what I want. But now what Ron can do, so Ron, this is what we call lighting the light in your lighthouse. And this is the expression that you noticed about it helps both of you. You remember saying that getting clear and focused of who my perfect customer is, what they look like. You know, you said it helps both parties, right?
Yes.
This is the link between the both parties. When you light the light in your lighthouse and you really start to get what makes you tick, it lights that light inside of you that then radiates out like the light in the lighthouse. You could say like a radio station if you want. And so that all the other people who are tuned to that same radio station, or the other, the metaphor that's in the book, both of our books, is the lighthouse. The ships at sea that are looking for the safe harbor, they see the light. And it guides them to the safe harbor. So this is where you're radiating your light around creating solutions for others, because that really does light you up, doesn't it? You love doing that. Yeah. Okay, so the way that you would go a little deeper in this, and, you know, this may change, and you wordsmith and what have you, is, you know, looking at, well, what is it about creating solutions for others that really does light me up? And so that would be the process we would use for going deeper and getting, a deeper value of it. So how was your experience, Ron, in just this little surface, little scratching of the surface of getting what makes you tick?
Yes, that was very helpful. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. So, everybody, do you see what I just got? I got a thank you. That was very helpful from Ron. You know? Oh, and the hope of my heart let that in, because that's really a version of what makes me tick, which what makes me tick is settling many people in the role of their spiritual selves. And so I just feel like I did that with Ron. I fulfilled on, I experienced getting what makes me tick. So thank you, Ron. Anybody else? Any ahas? Any comments, questions around step two? All right, like I say, step two, you can go as deep as you want. I have, we have in our last SACAT training program, we have a woman by the name of Nancy Fields, and Nancy designs WordPress websites for people and creates graphic design. And she's become certified in strategic attraction planning. And in the conversation that I had with her in sort of the enrollment conversation where she was thinking about joining the SACAT program, she told me that one of the things that she does is that she creates logos and graphics for people. And her experience is that she actually is able to graphically represent the essence of the business. Now, fast forward, she now uses strategic attraction planning process with all of her new customers. And she says, especially step number two, she says, it's so fulfilling for her to work with people around step number two, getting what makes them tick. And she now realizes that that is giving her even more specific content that then goes into their WordPress blog and their graphics and their logos. And she sees the connection of why she's in this, joined the SACAT program, because she had this natural ability of knowing what made people tick, but now she's got that thing that Ron just mentioned where her customers now get it, and she's now able to share it with them. And she says she feels such a deeper, intimate connection with her customers now, which she said to me is something that she has wanted all her life. So this is it, building relationship and, you know, creating a connection with your customers. This is how it's done, everybody. All right, step number three. Now, this step number three is where we end the suffering. This is where we spin everything into gold. So if you've experienced any less than perfect customers or any, let's say, any suffering in your business or something you'd like to put an end to, this is the tool that you that will absolutely support you in doing that, and talk about setting you free from the binding influence of the past. Step number three is where you'll get that. So who'd like to step up and play with specifying what you want your perfect customer to expect of you? I promise you'll get your life out of it. You get your solution to whatever it is that you thought was your biggest problem before you came on the call. Here's an opportunity.
If none of the new people want to step into the fray, I will. Did you hear me, Alan?
I heard you, Kerry. Thank you.
Okay. So...
so who would like to step into the fray, as Kerry puts it? Who would like to step into the heart seat and gently discover and put an end? How about Daryl? Are you still with us, Daryl?
I'm here. I'm reflecting on that question right now.
I know. I felt you.
Well, why not? Okay.
Yes.
Specify what you want your perfect customer to expect of me.
Yeah. So first of all, we've written that question very specifically. Because what do we usually think of? We think that marketing is giving other people what they want, right? This, we turn it around. This is, what do I want my perfect customer to expect of me? So what would be the type of relationship that you're looking to attract into your intuition development program?
Well, there's two target groups. One is with the full-time healing practice, so people who are in need of healing, if that's emotional, physical, mental, whatever. And the other is this with the seminars, the year-long courses, six-month-long courses. And with both of those target groups, I would want them to expect a safe space, a place where they feel safe enough to open and explore with each other and with me, a place where spirit can move, creating some mojo, some magic, where spontaneous processes, what you call synchronicities, can happen as well and allow the best results to come through process orientation. Yeah, so people that are open for and expecting change, real change, lasting change, through spirit-filled processes. I think
Perfect.
I would expect them to
now, hang on.
Have me see them where they are accurately.
Right. So Daryl, the question is, what do I want them to expect me? To expect of me, okay? So... I want them to expect that I provide a safe space. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you really do want that. Why do you, Daryl, want to provide a safe space?
Because that's where... growth and healing can happen.
Yeah. And you really get that, right? That's important to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that may even be, you know, growth and healing. You know, that may be even something around what makes you tick, you know, providing space, a safe space for growth and healing to happen.
Yeah.
So that really is important to you. And you want your perfect customers to expect that of you. Get the difference, everybody? It's not that, oh, they want a safe space where healing can happen. It's, I want to provide that space. Right, Daryl?
That's right.
You really do. I get that. So you see, everybody, how deep this has already started to go? Now what happens is you discover that you are in partnership with your perfect customers. They want what you want to provide. It's no longer the other way around. This puts an end to a lot of suffering. Next one.
Well, the suffering for me doesn't come in that kind of clarity of vision or clarity of what expectations are there. I have a pretty clear idea of that, I think, at least. And I'm love doing what I love do with a passion and creating passion in others. It's those other jobs that I'm not the mastering marketing guru or the things that I don't necessarily enjoy.
Okay, we'll get that. Let's get
like
that.
Like learning
then.
Software and creating the web page that has a marketing webinar platform on it, etc. I'd rather be creating safe spaces for people and not spend days and hours and hours.
Okay, perfect. So So this is what step three is all about. So that's a perfect description of what we might call a complaint or a suffering, okay? And step number three is designed for that. And so we've got the piece now of that I get to say what I love to provide. And so another thing you said, I love doing what I'm doing. You really do that, right?
Yeah.
So that would go on step three. I want my perfect customers to expect me to love doing what I'm doing. Get it?
Yeah.
Now, your perfect customers would want that for you, wouldn't they?
Yes.
They also would benefit from that. I mean, because if you're not loving what you're doing, what's in it for them?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So now let's get to this, creating software and websites and design and all that, right?
Yep.
So that's what I would call a complaint. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep, and not enough time to get all that done.
Yeah, oops. Yep. So can anybody relate to any of what Daryl's saying? Oh, man, I got this great business. If I didn't have to do all that marketing, you know, and selling and there's websites and all that stuff. Okay, so specifically, let's get specific, Beth. So you said creating software, web design, and then not enough time. So really not enough time is there's two things here. So what do I want my perfect customers to expect of me when I'm feeling that I don't have enough time to create all the technology that I need and have all the technology that I have in place? What do I want them to expect of me? Anybody? Nobody can relate.
Can you re-ask the question, please?
Yeah, sure. Who was that?
Sandra.
Yeah. You had a question, Sandra?
I just would like you to re-ask that last
question.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay, got it. Yes. Okay, so here's the thing. I certainly can relate to this. All right? So the question, step number three is, what do I want my perfect customer to expect of me when I feel like I don't have enough time to create the software and the web design and all that stuff that I need? What do I want them to expect of me when that's the case?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem. not the customer's problem. They expect
exactly.
Well, you have things
so
done.
If it's my problem, where am I going to go to look for the answer? So the question again is, what do I want my perfect customer to expect of me? This is really playful. So what do I want my perfect customer to expect of me when it's my problem that I feel like I don't have enough time to create software and web design stuff? Daryl, what do you see?
Well, the obvious rational answer is that I delegate to people who love to do those kind of things. It's like I have an assistant who I delegate to do my bookkeeping.
So everybody hear the wisdom and the clarity that Daryl just got to. So let's just remind, you know, thanks to my note-taking, when I can actually read it now, he said, I want my perfect customers to expect me to love doing what I want to do. Everybody remember him saying that? So he said, I want my perfect customers to expect me to love doing what I'm doing. And now he just came up with the brilliant answer to, what do I want my perfect customers to expect of me when I feel like I don't have enough time to create software and web design? His answer was, I want my perfect customers to expect me to delegate it to whom? What were those magic words you said?
There are other people who love that kind of work.
There are other people who love that kind of work. Because I don't. Get it? Because now that fulfills on your whole thing of mutual empowerment.
The problem is I've been saying that same thing for 2 years now and still haven't found those people.
Exactly. But now you're clear. Now you got it. So now everybody, applaud Darryl for having the courage to just tell on himself. Okay? He just got clear that all of his perfect customers, what they want for him is to delegate this stuff to others who love it. Right? And so now he went even deeper and he said, yeah, but you know, I just haven't been able to do that. Another complaint. Take it to step number this. So now this is the complaint part. And this step number three is a powerful tool, everybody, for ending this kind of suffering over anything that has been persistently occurring in your business that is stopping you. So now Darryl has had the courage to be vulnerable and tell on himself that, yeah, you know, okay, now I'm clear. My perfect customers want me to delegate to others who love it. Okay? Oh, well, I haven't been doing that. So, Darryl, what would your perfect customers, what do you want your perfect customers to expect of you when you notice that you haven't been doing something that, you know, that is going to allow you to do what you love? What do you think they would want expect of you? This is all about Darryl getting, you know, doing what he loves. This is the freedom to that. So what do I want my perfect customers to expect of me when I'm not delegating things that I don't love to do to others who do love it? What do I want them to expect of me?
Well, I want to do more of what I love to do. And I haven't found those key relationships yet of people that can do those kind of things.
Perfect.
That's why I'm on this call with you guys. Maybe
yes, exactly. Exactly. So you just answered the question. The wisdom, that's amazing. So you just came up with it. So I haven't found those people. So what I want my perfect customer to expect of me when I'm not delegating to others who love doing the tasks that I don't love doing, I want them to expect me to use the tools that I have and maybe that I've just learned today to attract those people. So I would have in my plan, I want my perfect customers to expect me to do a strategic attraction plan to attract the perfect software creator, attract the perfect web designer. How's that feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what if you had a tool? What if you did an attraction plan? Give me an example. Was it software creator or web designer? Did I get that right?
Someone who is very experienced in building lists, joint ventures, in webinars, and the business model around webinars, selling them, formatting, creating them.
Okay. So here's what I want you to do, Daryl. So you just answered the question perfectly. You surfaced incredibly powerful wisdom for the entire group and everyone who's listening on the call or listening at home. This is how you do it, everyone. Did everybody get that this really is sort of a recurring challenge or problem for Daryl? Did anybody hear that?
Yep.
Yeah, this is, this has been happening over and over and over, and I just want to get, what did he say? I forget, I didn't write it down, but, it's been happening for a while, and I just haven't found, those are the words that we say when there's something that's just happening over and over again. So here's the solution, Daryl. You have come to the right place. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do an attraction plan for attracting that perfect experienced, can you give me a name for it? Experienced builder of lists, JV webinars, and, selling it. What would be a name for that kind of person?
Experienced marketing specialist for webinars and public relations. I don't know.
Great. That's it. You do know. You just said it. Okay. Marketing specialist. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to, right after this call, just sit down and just go through, do a brief strategic attraction plan for attracting your perfect marketing specialist, JV, your perfect JV webinar marketing specialist. Your perfect list building JV webinar marketing specialist. Okay? I want you to go through all five steps. And I want you to send that to me. Will you do that?
I can, but I have to leave the call.
Okay. But when it's perfect, it's fine. When it's perfect for you, okay? I can't wait because I have some resources for you, and I'm one of them. All right, I know exactly what you're up to, what you're up against, and I have been playing with people who have all of the resources and all of the, everything that you need to get to where you want to go. And the first step is for you to do an attraction plan. Okay? So whenever it's perfect for you, do that, send it to me, and then we'll connect, okay?
Great.
All right.
Do you have the five steps on your webpage?
Yeah. In fact, I'll send them to you.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
And how did you get to this call?
Home Alone, I need to get to soon.
Yeah, got it. How did you get to this call? Did you download one of our gifts or something like that?
Yes. Well, I've been on your list for also about a year now,
uh-huh.
And haven't acted on it, although I've read all of your mails.
Right. Perfect. All right.
And I'm
we're going to connect, and if you have to go now, it's perfect because you have set everyone up for success, Daryl. You have no idea the depth and the wisdom that has shown up as a result of your willingness to step up onto the hard seat. It's absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to play with you and support you in any way that I can to attracting your perfect list building JV webinar marketing specialist.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you, Alan, for your time as well and everyone.
Yeah,
as well.
You're welcome. And so, hey, everybody else, we got like 6 minutes here. But did anybody notice what happened there with Daryl? How he shifted from having this complaint, persistent complaint, to having a solution for it? Anybody notice that?
Yep.
And where did that come from?
From him.
It came from inside of him, and it resulted from all of you holding this space of accountability without judgment, and it came from me asking an intelligent question and listening to the answers. This is how it's done. This is what And so, like I said, with the certification training, you get 5 extremely intelligent questions to be able to ask and then listen to the answers. You get 5 amazing topics. The same questions can become topics for signature talks that you can use, that you can structure, and we help you do this in the SACAP program. You can structure them so that you can speak to sell your program. Use Lisa Sasevich's term. And we know it works because we've done it, and our SACATs are doing it. So, step number 5, declare who you have to be to attract what you want. So, for example, with Daryl, you know, or anybody, is anybody, you know, who, you look at your attraction plan, who would you have to be to attract, you know, people who are willing to learn new things, that they have time for, that they're teachable, coachable, available. That you create a safe space, mojo, synchronicity, allow results, expecting change. Who would you have to be to attract all of that? Anybody? What's one word? Say that again?
You'd have to be those things.
Okay, pick one.
Authentic.
Authentic. Yeah. That's a being. Today, I am being authentic. If everybody just took that on as your being today, and just notice what happens, everybody. And you get to shift your being moment by moment by moment throughout the day. Because if you're being authentic, lots of really cool stuff can happen. And the orange cones show up. My computer starts to be playful. And then I shift my being to, I'm somebody who has a computer that works, you know, perfectly. So that's the power of step number 4. And step number 5, in the last 2 minutes, we're going to put a bow on it. I want everyone to think of an attractive action that you would be willing to take that will support you in fulfilling on whatever it is that you say you want. An attractive action is an action that is in alignment with my strategic attraction plan. It's in alignment with what makes me tick. It's in alignment with the qualities and characteristics and attributes of my perfect customer. So, Daryl, for example, an attractive action for him would be what? Remember, you know, I just gave the answer.
Yeah, doing this plan for himself.
Doing an attraction plan for attracting his perfect list-building JV webinars marketing specialist. So what's your most attractive action? 1 minute, popcorn style, I want you to tell me what your action is. Who's first?
Everything we do needs an attraction plan.
Great. So, Sandra, you're going to do an attraction plan for something.
Yes. From now on, that is like I said earlier, I needed a map. That is the map to the perfect customers. So,
yeah, it's so great. I can't wait. I am so excited. I can't wait to play with you, Sandra. This is going to be great. We're going to take the next SACAT plan, our next SACAT training, to a whole new level, everybody. So if you want to get on the train and ride with us, we've got a Q&A call scheduled for tomorrow. You can either call me, email me, you know, but come to that call, get all your questions answered, get a taste of exactly what it's about. And so if you haven't written down an action that you're willing to take, do so now. Take the energy from this call and funnel it into fulfilling on that action to support you today in being energized and just really having an amazing, amazing day. So any last comments, burning shares, insights that anyone would like to share with the group before we close the call? All right, well, we've come to the end of our time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I feel so blessed to have been able to share this time with each of you. If there's any way that I can support you, call me, email me, send me flowers, but just connect, connect, connect. All right, thanks, everybody. See you around the SACAT campus. Bye.
Thanks. Thanks,
thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I see what that means here. Interesting.